I want to just take up a theme for a moment or two, then we're going to come and pray and offer an opportunity to pray for people a bit later on. I want to take a theme this evening, stay on the path. I have spoken a similar, some months ago, but this isn't the same message, honestly. This is a different message, but it's a similar title. I'm going to take a few moments and just share this. I want to talk about staying on the path, and what does that mean, and how do we do that? It came about, I took that photo. That was taken on my iPhone. How about that? I just went click like that. I was out walking my dog in West Park. Our dog, not my dog. Helen's, our dog. Our dog, Maggie. And as I was walking along in West Park, it doesn't quite show it to its best there, but there's a path that I was going along. And at the time, the sun was rising. The mist was on West Park. And I just felt God touch my heart with, Adrian, keep to the path. Don't give up. You know, keep trusting me. I'm with you. And the mist was rising and the sun came up like that. And it was magic. It was amazing. A couple of months ago, I bumped into Councillor Kuehl Atwell. And he said to me, we shook hands. He's a local councillor in the park. And he said, I said, oh, West Park's such a beautiful park. It's so well kept in Long Eaton. He said, it's one of the jewels of Erewash. If you've lived here a long time, you probably get used to it. But I think it's great. It's my back park, front park. It's just across the road, and it's great that it's just made just for me. So it's really good. But there we go. I was walking along. The sun was rising. The mist was there, and I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me. And it's a path that weaves its way through the trees and around the other side. I just took a certain route round, and I felt God saying to me, Adrian, keep to the path. And it's out of that I want to speak tonight. Okay, so it comes out of an experience. Just God speaking to me as I was walking along. The Dalai Lama said this. Not that I go around quoting the Dalai Lama. I don't agree with everything the Dalai Lama says. But this is interesting. Something I don't particularly agree with. But listen to this. He said, the purpose of life is to be happy. The purpose of life is to be happy. The path for your life, in other words, is to be happy. And I understand his sentiment. He's a very decent man, I no doubt. And, you know, many, many people in the world look to him for spiritual wisdom. So I'm not going to say anything against. But I sort of feel there's more to life than... There is happiness, and we all want to be happy. You know, we'd all put our hands up. But there's so much more to life than happiness. And I'm not looking to misquote him. He said a lot of other things about being kind to others. And then you'll feel kindness, and you'll feel happier. And I get that. But the path to life is not just happiness, something much greater. There's someone, not something, much greater for your life and my life. And so I just want to... it's a great photo, that, isn't it? It's a good photo, isn't it? Hey, it is a good photo, it's a good photo. iPhone 7, simple as that, click. So first thing I want to say is you've got to find the path. Three things I'm going to look at. First of all, we need to find the path. Jesus said this. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I know you probably know that. You've probably quoted it. But isn't it great? How wonderful that we may know the Father. He shows us the way. He came. You know, Christmas, we'll be thinking of the babe in the manger and God speaking to us and reaching out to us. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by or through me. He went on, that was in John 14, verse 6. In Matthew chapter 14, 9, he says to his disciples, come follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people, fish for men and women. Follow me. So Jesus, I'm the way. I'm the path. I am the way to the Father. I'm the way of life. Follow me. In Matthew 14, verse 9. In John chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus said, I am the gate for the sheep. I think you're getting that. We sort of get the message a little bit. He's the path. He is the way. He's the gate. We've got to find our way. You've got to find the path. We're sort of beginning to get a bit of a picture. I haven't got time to go through every verse this evening. Paul, so inspired by his encounter with Jesus, his life changed forever. He met the risen, living Jesus. And In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 to 12, I'm going to quote the Message. The Message is a bit different from the NIV, but I particularly like the way this translation comes across about purpose and path. Paul says this. He says, "It's in Christ we find out who we are and what we're living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living, part of his overall purpose. He is working out in everything and everyone." I love the way he said he has his glorious eye on you and me before we're even formed. Isn't that amazing? It's incredible. Every human being on the face of this planet, we're in the plan and palm and heart of God. On the cross, we're in the palm of Jesus' hand. The nails were in his hand, but you and I in the palm of his hand. And so Paul inspired, said, it's in Christ we find out who we are, what we're living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living, part of his overall purpose. He is working out in everything and everyone. God's purpose is that we may have a living relationship with him in glorious living. Glorious living, not just existing. I mean, so many people today, everyone's... You know, the world is gloom and doom. It's Brexit. It's an exit. We're falling off the end of an exit or whatever it is. I don't know. But we're called for glorious living, no matter what's going on around. The plan of God, then, very, very briefly, finding the path. God's path is his plan and purpose for you and for me. God has a plan and a purpose. You've just got to find your path in him. It's through Jesus Christ. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. But each one of us has a way. He has a plan and a purpose for you. And Jesus is the way. He's the way to the Father. He's the gate. He is the door. He's got a glorious purpose for you. Glorious. You know, you might not feel that you're living a very glorious life. Well, what path are you on? And I speak to a lot of us who are Christians tonight. Myself included. So, plan of glorious living. I love Youth with a Mission. Their mission statement is to know God and make him known. And that's glorious living. They're on the path. They know the purpose. And that's our purpose in life. To know God and make him known. To know is to relate. Not just have an understanding of him. I know that there's George's Fish Shop around the corner for me, but if I've tasted the George's Fish and I really like it, I can tell you I know there's a George's around the corner, or I can say to you, there's a George's around the corner and it tastes great. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You know, I know him and make him known. So if I've tasted, I'm relating. This is the path to a glorious, living, loving relationship with God, and out of that we will then gloriously living and lovingly naturally make him known. And this is what we've been sharing as a church in our morning gatherings together. So we've got to find the path. And maybe you're here tonight. I want to ask you. You don't have to answer to me. Your answer will be before you and God. But what path are you on? You say, well, I love Jesus. I follow Jesus. Called for glorious living. To know him. To make him known. Where does that stand for your life and my life? And I'm not saying all of this came to me while I was walking along the path that morning, but I just felt God speaking into my heart and speaking into my mind, saying, Adrian, what path are you on? Where are you going? You're ticking along. Are you just ticking over? Are you looking to live gloriously for me? And so we've got to find to taste and to follow and to Jesus, come follow me. Come follow me. The second thing that I would say is when we find the path, we've got to stay on the path. Hence the title of this evening's message. The second thing that we're called is to stay on the path. And so I want to touch on three positives and three negatives. Three negative things and three positive things about staying on the path. Three negatives, first of all. The first negative is this. Things that cause us to stray. So this isn't a definitive list, but there are some things that can cause us to stray from the path, to stray from Jesus, to lose focus, for our hearts to be deadened and dulled, So what is glorious becomes, you know, something much deadened and dulled in our hearts. The first thing that and three of them are things that cause us to stray, and then there's three positives, three things that we can do to stay. Okay, so three negatives are this. Number one is hurt. I just find that hurt. I meet lots of people that are hurt. If you're a human being, life at times, there will be things that will hurt you and me. Things will come our way, people. And, you know, they say, hurt. You've heard the saying, hurt people, hurt people. And hurt is one of those things. I meet Christians, people who used to be Christians and no longer Christians because a Christian has hurt them, or a minister's hurt them, or a church has hurt them, or something has happened. And I understand that. I'm not just brushing that aside. It's tragic and so sad, but because we're hurt. And it's interesting that Jesus goes to a man, Jesus tells a story of a man who is released of a great debt, and he could never have paid it back. You know the story, the unforgiving servant. And then somebody comes to the man who's given this release of the great debt, and he's found strangling a man for a few pounds when he was released of millions. You know, hurt. There's nobody could have been hurt more than Jesus to take away the sins of the world. I don't say that tritely, because when you're feeling pain, you know, to me, it's a mountain. To God, it's a molehill. But to me, it looks like a mountain. And it does feel like that to you. And it's a big hurt. So I'm not belittling your hurt tonight if you are a person that's been hurt. Please, I'm not. But Jesus, it says, by his stripes we are healed. That's a sanitized version. By the ripping of his body to pieces, we are healed. If anybody was hurt, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet he says, I forgive you. Go away. Sin no more. It's amazing, isn't it? So one of the ways to look at my hurt and your hurt is, yes, I am hurt. And be honest about that. But is to bring that. And to think of what Jesus has taken for us, you and me. And it sort of puts it into a can refocus. The second thing that I find, hardship. You know, life, circumstance, things can go badly wrong in life and stuff and things that can come away. You only have to think in the Bible, a man called Peter faces a storm. And the storm gets up so much that he takes his eyes off Jesus and begins to sink under the storm. And sometimes you and I will sink. We feel that we'll be sinking in certain stuff that life throws our way. And it's one of those things that can cause. I'd met many a person that once walked as a Christian. I mean, the person that led me, his life was such that I wanted to be like him. He was a Christian, no longer is a Christian at this day. In fact, many years ago, things went rapidly wrong in his life. I won't say the details, but amazing guy who now doesn't walk with Jesus. And hardship then can come away. The third negative thing, and then we'll move on to some positives, is, you know, sometimes, and I think now this next one is a very dangerous one. Dangerous because it's insidious. It sort of is a bit hidden in a way. Is we can follow other paths. And we can go down blind alleys. Other paths. You know, sometimes busyness comes our way. And there are many. We can end up following many different paths of doing this and following that and going. And hey, it's not wrong. Look, today, the modern age in which we live, we were talking a bit about this morning. There's lots going on in all of your lives, my life and all of our lives. I know that. But this is what I say, it's insidious. It's insidious because it's. It can sort of creep up. What starts with this and then does that, and then, well, I can do this and I can do that, and then it doesn't take long before you've done many things. And we can follow many, many different paths. Busyness. I think busyness is a bit of a. My wife's sitting on the front row, and because sometimes I say, yeah, that's me, needs to be a bit of a busier person, because I'm a bit laid back ish. And but I think there is a busyness, many paths, that is dangerous. We need to be productive and busy and I understand that, but I'm talking about following. And some paths are very good. I just put it out there. I've just an observation, over the last 30 years. But then there's many other things, blind alleys. You know, there are some things that we follow and we think it looks good. And it leads you down a blind alley. You can go for quite a long way. I followed my sat nav once, and it wish I never did. We were going to, was it, I don't know, me and Helen, to not Carsington Water, but one of these dirty great reservoirs. It was huge. On Google Earth, you could have seen it, or whatever it was. But I followed my sat nav, and it took me down some road. I had to go back. This was a long time ago. We went down someplace. But blind alleys, and in life, there are some things that take you. You could follow this myth or that thing, or I don't know, whatever. But beware, just beware. These are some of the things. You've heard it before, but a long distance, a long haul flight is just a small degree, not even a degree, but even half a degree out on a long haul flight. So you're traveling thousands of miles. It will end up many miles off its destination. I say these are insidious. What I've just said, I think is highly dangerous. Busyness, other things, other paths, blind alleys. Watch out. I just put that out there for you. Three negatives, three positives of staying on the path. So there's some things that take us off the path. What about if you want to... So there's some things that cause us to stray. What about if you want to stay? So I've said three negatives, three things that cause us to stray. What about if you want to stay? So three things that can help you stay. Well, you can come back. That's good news, isn't it? You can come back. With God, the door's always open. Might not always be like I'm a human being, and there are sometimes in my life, there are sometimes I think, oh, I'm never no more. But Jesus isn't like that. You could always come back. It's called forgiveness. It's amazing. Sometimes people say, I can't go back. Can't go back to church. Can't walk back through the door. I can't walk back into that marriage or that home. I can't face them again. It's a powerful thing, isn't it? It's a very powerful thing. But with Jesus, he doesn't point the finger and say, where have you been all this time? Been waiting for you for years. The father in the picture of the prodigal and the father in Luke chapter 15 is the father had been waiting for years because he ran like mad to catch his son. So he'd been waiting for a long time, just raring to go. That's the heart of God for you and I. We could always come back. So if you find yourself straying off the path, and if tonight you find yourself not in the place as a Christian that you really would like to be, you're not as on fire as you used to be, you can always come back. You can always get back into that place. You can. Isn't it amazing? The prodigal isn't just for someone who's really long, long way. And we could all be, what is long away for me could be not so far for you. I don't know. But we can always come back. So get yourself back. You can come back. And so come back. Not only can you come back, you can get up. I would add to that in the story of the prodigal. You can get back up. You know, a man called John C. Maxwell wrote a great book called Failing Forward. It was a book on failure, but it's not how you fall down. He was talking about how do you get back up. Do you get back up, and how do you get back up? It's an interesting book. Some of the greatest failures proved to be some of the greatest breakthroughs. Entrepreneurial type people wind up quite a number of businesses before they make the real goer of a business. And they just don't look upon them as failures. They just say, it didn't work then, but it'll work another time. It's how you get back up. And that's true of the prodigal son. He said, I'm just going to get back to my father. No matter what, I'm just going to get back. He got back up. And, you know, for you and I, as I said, it's not necessarily the falling, although the falling is part of the story, it's the getting back up. It's how you get back up. It's how you get back up. And so I would say tonight that you and I can come back, we can get back up. Second thing I'd say is this, about the second positive, about to stopping us from straying, is stay focused. Easy for me to say that, harder for you and I at times, but stay focused. You've heard, I think I mentioned this morning, about focusing on the Word of God. Look to the light. You've probably heard that saying, you know, in faith circles. You know, you've got to look to the light. It is darker. It, you know, the nights are drawing in. British summertime has now ended. You know, it seems it'll get darker than ever at about 3:30 in the afternoon almost. You think, dearie me. But look to the light. That's not just a nice, happy, clappy buzzword, you know. But look to the light. We've got to be focused. The only way that we're going to move forward is, and just not stray, is keep looking to Jesus, the light of the world. Look into his word. You've heard it said, and I've heard so many Christians say this. I've had even Christians who say this to me, keep the main thing the main thing. And then they go off and do something else. There's something in us, isn't there? There's something in human nature that says, oh, it's got to be this. Oh, it's got to be that. So, you know, knowing him and being known by him, that's it. Oh, it's got to be much more difficult than that. Keep the main, you know, look to the light. Stay focused. Keep focus. It's really interesting. You know, a lighthouse gives, you know, from a distance, the lighthouse gives a ship its bearing and warns of danger areas. Got to look to the light. Stay focused. That's how you stay on the path. The lighthouse gives you the ship its bearing, where it stands, focus in life. You know, where are you? You might think you're doing great, but are you really looking at the light? If you're looking at yourself and looking at someone beside you, okay, you might fool yourself, you're doing really great. But if we look to the light, the light gives us our bearing, but also warns us of rocky areas, danger areas. And so that's so important, isn't it? And to do that, to stay focused, we've got to be intentional and be persistent, persevere. A couple of things. Be intentional about it. Look. Third thing of those positives, we can come back, we can get up, we stay focused. The third thing I would say is this. When the day is dark, the path can be bright. When the day is dark, the path can be bright. Look at this. In Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. If you're going through dark, a valley, a pit, a cloud over your life, I don't know what's going on right now. When the day is dark, you know, the path can still be bright as we cling to his word. You know, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I think Amy Grant, I'm giving my age away. So quite a few years ago, she was in the top Christian charts. It's a long time ago, probably in the 1980s. There you go. So anyone born after that won't have a clue what I'm on about. But Christian singer Amy Grant actually sung this, put this to song. It's a great song. That's why I'm quoting it now. It's sort of emblazoned in my brain. Your word is a lamp. It's a light to my feet, a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And you know, so this is what I was talking a little bit about this morning about, you know, our mind matters is a new series that we started in our morning gathering about the power of God's word and the Holy Spirit in healing our minds, transforming our lives, renewing our minds. And the word of God is a lamp, it's a light. Even though it's darkness around us, the pathway can be lit up. And that could be through a prophetic word. The Holy Spirit can touch your heart. You can be reading the Bible. It jumps out the page to you. Another believer could come your way and just speak. Not even just the word of, maybe the word of God, but also something inspired by the word of God into your heart and life. A lamp. It might be dark, but so we can laying hold of God's word. Prophetically, Holy Spirit, the Bible, other believers, you know, it can shed light onto our path. Finish well. Third, we need to finish well. So we need to find the path. Jesus is that way. We need to stay on the path and finish well. I looked at what some athletes say about how they get to finish well. I won't bore you with what they say, but broadly speaking, a couple of things come out of world-class athletes. Training, a couple of things. An athlete needs to train. I mean, Paul talks about training, doesn't he? Beating his body and training himself, competing in the games, keeping focused in the way ahead. It's interesting. Some of you are probably, some of you might go running, do a bit of running, have done a bit of running. And so there's something about fueling our passion, persistence, perseverance, commitment, training. You know, you and I have to train, as it were, to fuel the passion for Jesus. And that takes a sense of perseverance. That's going to take commitment, persistence, intentionality. People that I know that, listen, there's a thing called park run. Maybe some of you do it. I don't, but I walk around the park. Park run, where we live, all the cars are around our estate. The other day, it was chucking it down. Took our dog out for a bit of a walk, but she wanted to head back home. But I headed back home. Park run, they're all running around the park. 400 or 500 people running around Long Eaton, chucking it down. And do you know what, even more? There were loads of volunteers clapping, doing high fives, chucking it down in their high-vis jackets. I thought, church. Oh, I don't say this as a condemning way. I felt inspired. I felt really inspired. All these people, I thought, wow, there's passion for you. We've got to have passion. We train ourselves with commitment and courage and intentionality and desire. I've got to fuel that. These people running around fueling that. I thought, they're mad. That was my thought about the whole thing. But wow, and they clog up our where we park, and they all park around our estate and all that sort of stuff. But it's amazing. It's amazing what training, passion, commitment, persistence can achieve. And it's become a national phenomenon, worldwide phenomenon. Park runs, isn't it? That the name of Jesus should continue to be a worldwide phenomenon. That the passion of Jesus should ring in our hearts. That we want to run for Him. Not necessarily running around a park, but my desire. So that's training. So you know, if we're going to finish well, there's got to be something in my heart and life. Second thing is the athletes say you've got to pace yourself. No point just running out the blocks and then giving up near the end. And so they have they learn to pace. They don't go out with a bang, as it were. You know, rockets do look great. They look spectacular, but they only last a few seconds. The firework finale will be about 200 fireworks in a minute and a half. It is spectacular. It will look really good and sound great. Honestly, it's good, but it doesn't last very long. And if we're going to finish well, we're going to last the pace. We want to, you know, Paul talks about, I finished my race. You know, I run well. I can see the future. I've got no regrets. What a great statement. It's because he paced himself. No point looking at other runners and running after them or someone that's running back there and sticking back with them. You've got to pace yourself. You've got to look at Jesus, haven't you? You know, you and I, that's what these runners do. They don't, they and so and in the park run, they have the PB bell, the personal best bell. Ding, 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 ding. Some people, I don't know, must be chipped with something that they know that they're running their personal best. And so we have to pace ourselves. And you and I will have to. So your Christian walk against someone else, you might think you're doing really wow. But there's no point comparing to somebody else, is there? And that's how we get upset when we compare ourselves. It's you walking with Jesus. Of course we want to encourage one another. Of course we look towards each other. But it's you and Jesus pacing yourself. He sets the pace. The Holy Spirit. It's you following him, isn't it? And then finally, in that finishing well, fix our focus on the prize. It's on Jesus. Paul says this in it's the classic in Philippians 3, and with this we'll be closing. He says in Philippians chapter 3, he talks about his desire just to know Jesus. He's got these great credentials as being a Jew of all Jews, but he says it's rubbish in comparison to Jesus. It's amazing. And he says this in Philippians 3, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. Wow. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want, and this is it now, verse 10 onwards, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining the resurrection of the dead. Not that I've already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus has taken hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, one thing, this one thing, he says, one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for God, for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I forget behind and I press on towards the goal. I press on to Jesus. The goal is Jesus, pressing on to him, because it's into his arms. Not a finishing tape will we fall, but into his loving arms that we will be beckoned. How amazing is that? That was not a tape that's going to break our fall, but the arms of Jesus are going to take us as we fall into his arms. And so that's what we're to do, folks, if we're to stay on the path. We've got to find the path, we've got to stay on the path, and we need to finish well. The sky may be dark, but the path is bright. You know, there's darkness around you. Perhaps there's darkness around you. But the word of God, allow the word of God, allow God, allow a prophetic word, to allow the Holy Spirit, as you pray and you open up your heart, let God speak into your heart and mind. Whatever it is at this moment, whatever it is right now, let the Holy Spirit speak into your heart so that there may be light to your path. Let's pray. Perhaps if the worship team could come, that'd be great. And we'll, the sky may be dark, but the path is bright. And my prayer tonight for you is that maybe the Holy Spirit, maybe you have a prophetic word, maybe the Bible's going to jump out the page for you as you read this week. My prayer for you is as you read this week that something's going to jump out the page for you. I pray, Heavenly Father, that as some people read their Bibles this week, that you will, something will jump out of the page to shed light for their path. I pray, Father God, that you would cause people to pass their way, to speak into their hearts and their lives. I pray, Holy Spirit, that as we have a moment that is with you, that you will just touch my heart and touch our lives. Speak hope into a dark area of life. Would you do it now, Holy Spirit, I pray, that you might light my path. I pray for a release of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, Father God. Just say the word, light my path. Your word is a lamp, my feet, a light for my path. It's a lamp and a light for my path. Just say the word, Jesus. Would you do that right now? Pray you'll speak into people's hearts and lives. Would you just speak into where there's pain and upset? Where's busyness? Where we're feeling tired? Where we feel like giving up? Where we're distracted? Where we're being consumed? Would you just say the word, Jesus? Just speak, touch, reach out. Lighten my path. Lighten our path. Please. But let's open our hearts that he might lighten your path, that he might speak into your life, circumstance, situation, and family. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You are a very present help in time of need. We reach out to you that you might speak into our hearts and lives, that you may bring light to our homes and families, that we might be released as light to the areas that we live in, we ask in your name. We pray that you might lighten the path. I pray, Father God, that your word will jump out the page, take on new meaning, fresh hope, become alive again. Pray for the release of a fresh passion, a breakthrough in zeal, for strongholds to be broken over families and homes and marriages and lives. For release financially, Father, we pray. For a breakthrough in relationship. For a release of fresh health in mind and heart and body and spirit. We pray for a release of the heavenly realm over this place and in our town. We're asking, Father God, for a renewal, revival, fresh strength, hope, release, freedom. In the name of Jesus, we pray, for you are indeed our hope, that we might be people who are not only stay on the path, but finish the path, and that are strong in the path. In the name of Jesus and for your glory, we pray. Amen.